You know what he said? Deflate the tires of the truck, drive it inside the building, inflate it inside the building, and the truck entered. But this, they were stuck in front of this building for days. Do we have to bring down the building? Or do we, the man of God showed up, supernatural insight. I'm saying you may not have to be in the industry, but God will begin to show you what's going on in the industry. Listen to me, there's somebody watching. There's somebody watching to me. Yes, Bishop. I'm happy I have a witness. Yes, I'm not just giving a story. It's Bishop David Oyedepo. See, listen to me. There's somebody here. There's a conversation going about you that you do not know. But God is saying, I will reveal the conversation to you in this season that you would know what to do. God is saying, I will reveal conversations that... Do you know how God reveals conversation to you? They will say it in front of people who will say it to you. And you think they are just saying it. No, but God is giving you insight to their conversation. That's not time for you to react and say, oh, I know what you said. And no. That's not for you. That's not time for you. It's for you to keep the information because God is releasing supernatural insight to you. One of the ways God releases supernatural insight to believers is that you start having information about people's conversation. You start hearing what they are saying. You start knowing what they are saying. And this will be some... This is what I heard. It may not even be about you. Do you know I just heard some things about this industry. I heard they are looking about... It's not for you to react. It's for you to... It's International Divine Expo. Expo. God will give you Expo. Expo, you will know what they are saying. Is divine intelligence. You will know, just like Gideon, they will send you the information. You will not ask for it. It will just come to you and then you keep it. Because you just know that God is giving you information. But guess what we do? We start reacting. It's not time to react. It's time to keep the information. Oh, is that what they think about the industry? Is that what they think? Oh, is that what this person thinks? Oh, beautiful. Beautiful. So right now you now have insight. I hear schools are about to do blah blah. Oh, is that what the government wants to do? Oh, is that what? Oh, beautiful. It's divine intelligence. So you now know how to strategize. I know the pandemic is going to last, blah blah blah. And you are in the corridors of power, and God is giving you information. Because some of you think that God will just drop down from heaven and say, "Hey, Mr." No. It may not even happen like that, but God will put you in conversations where you start hearing things and it's supernatural insight. To people, it will just be gossip, just anyhow talk. But guess what? God is talking to you. Fix yourself, project yourself, rearrange yourself. Something is about to happen. Are you hearing that school is going in this direction and God just gives you supernatural insight to know? That's what we're praying. You have supernatural insight. You know what to do. You have the mind of Christ. You have the mind of Christ. See, somebody has been trying to decode an industry by, how do I know? No, God is saying, I can give you supernatural insight. And in the next 48 hours, I don't know who you are, God will give you audience before one of the key people in your industry. And the man would just be talking. If I were you, as he's talking, I will be writing down, I will be recording, I will be jotting, because you may not have that information or that access. There's somebody here. The Lord is saying, in the next 48 hours, I will put you in a place where they will make conversation about what you do, your business, your marriage, or something that is important to you. And the person will just begin to talk out to you. And as the person is speaking, you will have supernatural insight. You will know how not to move and know when to move and know what to do. There is somebody here. I hear this clearly in my spirit. I don't know who this word is for. God is saying you have been trying to decode something about your industry. Some of you, it will be your family member will just call you. It may be your elder brother. It may be somebody who just call you. It may be an authority in your business. The person is about to call you. As you come into the conversation, maybe on phone or maybe in their office, but I see you coming into an office, the man is sitting and he's just talking, talking, and God is giving you supernatural insight to what you need to do in the next half of 2020. I just hope you take this serious. Your HR will call you, your boss will call you, your chairman will call you, a partner will call you, an uncle will call you, a sibling will call you. And as it happens, you will just sit in their presence and they will not be able to stop talking, and they will just be talking, but talking to, and as they are talking to you, you're beginning to receive supernatural insight. I once sat before a certain man who was an authority, and he spoke so much to me. At the end of the conversation, he said to me, "I don't even know why I'm giving you all this information." And I smiled, because what I needed from him, he had already told me more supernatural insight. Hope you hear what I'm saying this morning. So the Bible says, "I will open the loins of kings before you." Do you know what that means? I will open the privacy of great men towards you. The loins of king means the privacy of great men. That means I will bring you into places where great men, yeah, would have to listen to you in this season. I will give you the privacy of great men. God is saying to tell somebody, in this season, you have supernatural insight. You will come into conversations where they will just be talking, and it will be information that you need. It looks like a conversation, a regular conversation, but the conversation has information for your next level. You are one information away to your next break. I wish I could see your reaction. I hope you're getting what I'm saying. You are one information away from your next break. And God is saying to you in this season that I'm going to bring you to a place where it will just be a conversation, but the conversation has information that you need that will move you to your next level. God is saying, I will bring you into proximity, into space where you would hear conversation. And then the conversation will be information that you would need. Jacob did not hear the conversation that Isaac was making. No, Jacob did not hear. It was the mother who heard the conversation that the father had said to Esau, "Go prepare me a meal that I may bless you." The mother brought that information to Jacob. So Jacob was not there. I'm saying there are certain places that you may not be in, that you are trying to get to, but God is saying, I will bring that information to you. I will bring the information. I will bring the information to you. And all of this is just the navigation and the orchestration of the Spirit. I don't know why I'm prophesying like this to you. This is your word. I will bring that information to you. Jacob was not with the father. No, it was the mother who heard the conversation that the father said concerning the son Esau, to say, "Esau, please bring food for me. I want to bless you." So the mother brought the information to Jacob. So I'm saying to you that in this season, God is bringing information to you, because you will not walk in darkness. You have supernatural insight. I've prophesied this is the word of the Lord to you this morning. Hey, Rabash, I hope you take it wherever you are. Let us pray this morning. We are praying supernatural insight. No. You have insight. Some of you, there's somebody here, you are in a relationship, or you are thinking of a relationship with a guy, and God is saying you're about to walk into a place where you meet somebody who's like the ex, or somebody who knows so much about him, and they will just be talking about him, and it will be the right information that you need for your next level. You receive the necessary information for your next, you just have insight. It will be a job, and you just hear, that job, if you want to progress in that job, you have to do XYZ, and you have the right information. I have supernatural insight. The eyes of my understanding are enlightened. You need to pray this prayer. So I want us to pray. Are you ready to pray? And the prayer point this morning is very, very, very simple. I already read scriptures to you. I've enlightened you enough
that you would know how to pray even after this hour. But if this is your word, say after me, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord Jesus, because I'm accepted in the beloved. I thank you, Lord Jesus, because I'm the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. I thank you, my Father, because I'm the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Thank you because I'm accepted in the beloved. Thank you because your spirit lives within me. Thank you because your spirit lives within me. So I decree and declare, I do not walk blindly. I have supernatural insight. The eyes of my understanding are enlightened. I decree and declare, in the name of Jesus, I have supernatural insight. The eyes of my understanding are enlightened. In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare, I have supernatural insight. The eyes of my understanding are enlightened. In the name of Jesus, information that are necessary, informations that are necessary for my next level, they come to me in the name of Jesus. Every information that I need in this level of my life, they are coming to me in the name of Jesus. Every information that is needed in the name of Jesus is coming to me. I have divine insight. I have divine insight. I have understanding. I do not walk blindly. I do not walk blindly. I'm guarded. I'm galvanized by the Holy Spirit. I'm galvanized by the Holy Spirit. I have supernatural insight. I have supernatural insight. In the name of Jesus, I have supernatural insight. I do not walk in darkness. I have light. I do not walk in darkness. I have light. In the name of Jesus, I do not walk in darkness. I have light. In the name of Jesus, I have supernatural insight. I have supernatural insight. I have supernatural insight. In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare, I do not walk in darkness. I have light. I have supernatural insight. I have supernatural insight. I do not walk in darkness. I have light. Let there be light in my life. In the name of Jesus, that by the help of the Spirit, I know what to do. Information that are necessary for my next level, they come to me swiftly in the name of Jesus. Every information, every insight that I need, they come to me swiftly in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare that the hand of favor is selecting me in the name of Jesus. The hand of favor is selecting me. I see a young lady in the spirit. I see a young lady in the spirit. I see a young lady in the spirit. And there's like a woman in your industry who's like an authority, who has picked your hands. And the Bible is, and the Lord is saying to me that she's going to lift you up beyond your expectation. And it's not her lifting you up, it is God using her to lift you up. It may be a woman that you are afraid of, it may be a man that you are afraid of, but I see somebody picking you up, and it's by the summons of the Spirit. God is sending helpers to you by supernatural insight. You would know them. You would know them when they come. But I see somebody, there's a woman lifting you up. She's taking you into, she has selected you for the height of your industry. I see pictures. I see a lady being helped. Oh my God, Holy Ghost, thank you. I see you being picked and selected, and the Spirit of God is saying, I'm going to shift you, I'm going to move you from glory to glory in the name of Jesus. So this is the word of the Lord to some of you today. Your supernatural insight is that God is sending people who have just decided to pick you. I said, the woman, she's speaking you, and you are going up into places where you are just shocked that you're moving up to. And she's pulling you up, and this is a divine helper. It's a divine helper God is sending to you. I don't know who this word is for. If this is your word, come back to me. God is sending you divine help. God is sending you divine help. People are afraid of the woman, but you will not be afraid of this woman, not another day from now. I'm saying this is not something that has happened. This is something that is about to happen. The manifestation will be loud. She's a giant in your industry, or she has selected you to pull you up the ladder. Let's pray. This just came strong. Declare, I have supernatural insight. I have supernatural insight. I have supernatural insight in the name of Jesus. The Spirit of God, I have supernatural insight in the name of Jesus. Your open door is a person. Your open door is a person. That's what I hear. Your open door, what you are expecting is a person. Is a person. And God is saying, I'm releasing. God, help me, Holy Ghost. God is saying, in this season, I'm releasing people to you. I'm releasing people to you who are sent to help you. He says, I'm releasing people to you who are sent to help you. And by divine insight, you will know what to do with them when they come to you. By divine and supernatural insight, you will know what to do with them when they come to you. God is saying, I'm releasing people to help you. I'm releasing people to help you. And by supernatural and divine insight, you will know what to do when they come to you. By supernatural and divine insight, you will know what to do when they come to you. The Lord is saying, I'm releasing people to help you. I'm releasing helpers to you. And by supernatural insight, you will know what to do when they come to you in the name of Jesus. You know how to handle them in the name of Jesus. You know how to handle them in the name of... I'm releasing supernatural helpers to you. I pray for everyone, even on YouTube. I pray for you in the name of Jesus. The supernatural helpers are released to you. And by divine insight, you know how to position yourself. And you know how to position them. I hear this in my spirit. I'm releasing men towards you. I don't know who this word is for. And I just hope you receive it in the name of Jesus. I'm releasing men to you. I'm releasing men to you. I'm releasing men to you. They will come. They will come. They will come. Wise men from the east, like they came to Jesus, like they followed the star. They will follow your star. I pray you receive this with thanksgiving. Ronke, Moriam, Dayo, all of you here, Afe, Finn Banks, everyone here, I pray that you receive divine helpers. The Lord is saying, I'm releasing divine helpers to you, and you will know what to do when they show up. You will know what to do when they show up. Decree after me in the name of Jesus, my helpers are coming to me. My helpers are coming to me. My helpers are coming to me in the name of Jesus. I receive supernatural insight in the name of Jesus. I receive supernatural insight by the help of the Spirit. The Spirit of God is saying, today is different. Can you just bear with me, please? I apologize. The Spirit of God is saying, there is a mark of favor that the Spirit of God has released upon us in this season. There's a mark of favor that the Spirit of God has released upon us in this season. And the Spirit of God is saying to some of you who you have never experienced favor in your life, and that spell is broken. That's what I hear in my spirit. The spell of labor is broken. And the Spirit of God is saying clearly to tell some of you that you are beginning to come into strange favors. It will begin to shock you. Why? Why are they helping me now? Have I not been here before? Are they not seeing me before? Is it the first time? Am I doing something different? And God is saying, I'm about to release supernatural favor. Supernatural favor. That every spell and every cast of disfavor, or just something that repels your helper, is removed now, because the Spirit of God, I'm sorry, pardon me, today is different. And the Spirit of God is saying to tell you, I don't know who you are, that every mark that has driven helpers from you, God is saying, I'm releasing helpers to you. Is a mark of favor, is a mark of favor all around. That when that you will be shocked, because the favor would be loud. You'll be wondering, I've been in this office since. I've been in this system before. What are you talking about? Are they just noticing me? Is this my first time doing this? But that which you have been doing that nobody took note of, they are about to notice it now, because there is favor, 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 favor. The Lord is saying to tell you, this is not. I wanted us to pray, but God, I just feel a strong unction to prophesy, and I have less than 10 minutes to tell you all the things that. It's just downloading in my spirit. The Lord wants me to tell somebody, your season of labor is over. Your season of labor is over. You are coming into a season of mighty favor, irresistible favor. That's what I hear in my spirit. You are coming into, if you can just say amen where you are and begin to declare, I receive, that's all I need from you. That's all I need from you. This morning is different. The Lord is saying to tell you, your season of labor is over. Favor. It is mind-boggling. It is ridiculous. Favor that does not make sense. Your season of striving and toiling are over. God wants me to tell you, it is your season of favor. All I need from you this morning is your faith and your amen. Your season of favor is here. Your season of favor is here. God wants me to favor like a shield. Your season of labor is over. I came to make an announcement to you this day that your season of labor is over. You've come into a season of favor like a shield. Favor, when they see your work, whatever you do, favor will be smelling on your contract, on your proposal, on your letters. Favor is coming. Favor. There's somebody, the Lord is saying, I will give you favor before your landlord. You will begin to have favor before your favor. It is a season of, I hear the Lord say to me clearly, I'll give you houses by favor. I'll change your transportation by favor. Favor like a shield. God is saying, there's somebody, there's certain things you want to buy, I will slash the price by half just for you. Whose word is this? He said, I will slash the price by, I hear whispers from the corridors of eternity. He says to me, I will slash the price by half just for you. I will beat the price to your amount. Hey God. I had a testimony yesterday that somebody bought something that is worth 5 million naira. He got it for 500,000 naira. The favor of God is about to make the difference. Oh, you didn't hear me. This is the Doba Lahasi. I don't know who this word is for. I'm done this morning. I'm serious. This is all I'm doing. The Lord is saying the favor of God is about to make the difference. You do not have the complete money for what you are aiming at, but God is saying, go ahead, I will give you favor. That favor will make the difference. You do not have the money for what you are gunning at and what you are aiming at, but God is saying, favor will make the, who's this word for this morning? Favor will make the difference. I will cause men who do not like you to favor you. Favor would make the difference. Favor would make the difference in the name of Jesus. Favor would make the difference in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare concerning you, God is going to give you great favor. Great favor would make the difference in the name of Jesus. Favor would make the difference. Favor. I know you do not have the money to buy that car, buy that house, or do or pay for your school or pay for something that you are dealing with. God wants me to tell you, favor would make the difference. Favor will make the difference. You are believing God for a scholarship, and God is saying, no, I can give you favor that scholarship can give to you. It may come with a scholarship or without a scholarship. I don't know who this word is for. I have less than 5 minutes and I'll be out of your face, but I just believe and I'm trusting that you are saying amen where you are, that you're laying your hands on your head and just decreeing and declare that you have favor. There's somebody you will need more. You're going to have to increase your staff strength. That means you would have to duplicate yourself. What you do, you will have to duplicate yourself because you will have too much that you will need to send people there. Nena, this may be your word. You may need other teachers under you. You're going to get a clique of people who you just be. I don't know how you're going to have to organize yourself in a place where there are places where you cannot go to, that God will begin to tell you, you're going to have favor. Favor is about to expand you in volume and in value. Favor is about to increase your value. I don't know who this word, debt cancellation. See, God is about to give you that thing you by half. There are offices you're believing God to come into. There are offices that you're saying, I don't know anybody in the office. And God is saying, my favor has no boundary. Nobody can shut me out of any office. And God is saying, I am coming. I'm going ahead of you to make the crooked way straight, the rough path smooth, and I will open favor like a shield, favor like a shield, in the name of Jesus. Full consent giving, say yes, thank you. I love this person, copy glow. Yeah, full consent giving, you just say yes. God is saying favor, like that's all I need from you is your yes and your amen. God is saying, I'm about to release favor like a shield. Favor like a sheep, favor mad, favor. Tone, they will see your product and it will be preferred. Favor, they will prefer yours. Favor for preference, that's what I hear. Favor for preference. Favor for extension. I don't know what that means to you. Favor for extension, favor for preference. Morally Jacob's favor from being the SA to becoming something else. Favor. Matokweda clothing line. Favor, man. That's all I hear. Mad favor. The Spirit of God is saying in this season, we're talking about the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost said, I'm going to reveal things to you. And when they come, you will understand. It's by favor. Favor like a sheep, adding favor in all your pursuit. Boale favor, Caro favor, Moji favor, Moji Delando block, favor, Okiki favor. I decree Dodo's favor like a shield, favor like a sheep, favor like a protection all around you, favor like a protection all around you. God is saying in this season, I am releasing favor, Dodo's favor, Kayla favor, die of favor like a shield, if a favor, Nick favor like a shield. And let me tell you, people that scare people in your industry will begin to call you and they will need your help. You would have mad favor. It does not make sense. You would have favor. I hear favor that would bring increase. I don't know who this word is for. God is saying, I'm giving you favor that will bring you increase. Favor that will bring you increase. Favor that they would love your own. They would love your favor that is going to bring increase. This is a word for some. I have less than 3 minutes to the end of this. I want you to say amen. I want you to believe. If I were you, I'll be praying in tongues and saying amen. God is saying favor. Can't you see that we are not praying today? I can't stop prophesying. God is saying there is favor like a shield, favor, mighty favor. There is a wind of favor. God is saying there's a wind of mighty favor, a wind of mighty favor, wind of favor, a deluge, not a sprinkle, not a drizzle, not a shower, but a deluge of favor. Favor all around. Favor. Debt cancellation, things that you're believing God to buy, they slash the price. Oh yeah, man. Favor will put people in tight corners that will need your small money just to get what you need to get. Favor like a shield. Favor like a shield. In the name of Jesus, favor like a shield. Favor. God is saying, I'm giving you favor. Wind of favor. Mighty favor in this season. I'm giving you favor like a shield. Favor before people. Favor is like a perfume, but this is beyond a perfume. It's like a wind. When you show up, they'll just love you. When you show up, they just want to hear from you. When you show up, they just prefer you. When you show up, they just like your work. They've not seen you, but they already like your work. I have less than 2 minutes. Can you say amen? They've not seen you, but they'll just like your work. They just want your own. They just favor to be chosen. Favor to select it. Favor to select you. Favor that promotes, favor that increases, favor all around, favor. You have favor. When you come out, they just like you. He's a very terrible man, but you stand before him, he wants the favor. Ah, that man, that woman is a very evil, but when you stand, they just want the favor. Oh, that people, they will now give you the contract, but when you show up, ah, they will not, no, favor. Hey, in the name, favor like a shield, the mighty favor. The wind of favor is blowing in this season. It's not just the wind of coronavirus, but please get out of the COVID mentality. Receive the wind of favor, mighty favor. Favor like a shield is showing up. Favor. You are getting deals. I'm about to share my testimony in the lounge this morning. It will shock you. Favor. Mad favor all around in the name of Jesus. Mad favor. Favor like a wing. You are wearing favor. Decree blessing on my head. Favor on my life. Speed on my feet. Blessing on my head. Favor on my life. Speed on my feet. Blessing on my head. Favor on my life. Speed on my feet. Tomorrow morning, I'm here 9 a.m. I'm about to go off on an IG live. I have less than 30 seconds, but decree blessing on my head, favor on my hand, favor on my life, speed on my feet. Blessing on my head, favor on my life, speed on my feet. I have favor. I wear favor. I carry favor. My atmosphere is favor. My aura is favor. My presence is favor. Favor. Unmerited, ridiculous favor is released to you. See you tomorrow morning, 9 a.m. Never forget, God loves you more than the devil hates you. It's your boy, Pastor Flourish from the Logic Church. I love you all. See you tomorrow morning, 9 a.m. Invite your friends to be here. God bless you. Day 22, favor like a shield.